Hi, this is Tom. You are listening to Random, the show that could be about anything. On this afternoon's show, we'll be talking about weather, its effect on people, communications, and you. Okay, the weather. So it's something that we're all comfortable and aware of, and it goes on all around us. I don't have any problems talking about weather. In fact, if I ever meet somebody in the street or even at work, it's one of the only, or first, should I say, rather than only. Only makes it sound like I've got nothing else to talk about, but it's one of the first things that I do is say, what do you think about the weather? Or it's wet outside, something like that. And, okay, I admit, it is probably the only conversation that I have with people as I pass them, apart from asking how they are. So, why do we do this? What does it actually tell you about the person speaking? What does it tell you about the weather? Well, I don't think it tells you that much, but today we'll explore those and hopefully find out a little bit more about what makes us tick and why we discuss such things as the weather. Now, if you're anything like me, when you meet somebody, you just start up this really interesting conversation. Not that it really is a conversation. In fact, just saying a passing phrase would be too good for it, really. But you'll say, it's raining outside, or isn't it sunny, or looks like we've only experienced one day of summer this year, I wonder if it'll last. And these aren't amazing conversations that will get recorded or made into amazing pieces of dialogue that will be inserted into films or movies or anything like that. They're just little excerpts from our lives, and sometimes I think, is it something that stops us from having to get into any deeper conversations? Is it that we don't know these people, so we don't know anything personal about them? Is it we want to build up a rapport between us and think that the weather is something that everybody has in common? Now, I don't know or have the answer to any of these things. All I know is that it is raining outside and it's overcast. It doesn't feel as though we've had a summer for the last few years. I seem to remember way back in the years in the past, there used to be such a thing as summer weather. People used to go out in the gardens, there used to be green grass, you used to be able to lie on the grass, the wind used to blow past you, you used to feel that it was a perfect summer moment. Now, did this exist? Was this something that actually happened? Or is it just the way that our minds trick us into thinking that there was such a thing? Now, as we go about our daily lives, we are constantly thinking that the grass is greener, the weather in another country or a different area is better. Does this have some way or some effect on us to give us this preoccupation with the weather? I like the weather. I often check the weather reports with a 15-day update so that I have a feeling of what's coming up, but it's not something that's ever accurate. I mean, you often look at them and you think, wow, it's going to be so nice next week, or oh, I can't believe that it's going to rain for the next month. And these things give you some kind of a feeling that you understand and you have great knowledge to share with other people about the weather. You can go through talking to people and say, oh, it's going to be great next week. I'm going to go out and mow the lawn because I know that there's something great coming up. But when it does come to that time, you've got nothing to say because you know that it's going to be raining, or it's going to be better next week, or it was better last week, but it's never ever right when you're there. It's always too hot or too cold, or it's too wet, too dry. It's never how you want it. And really, I think one of the main things that I like to get across to you today is that enjoy the moment. Find out what's great about when you are now. Look outside. Look at the rain as it's coming down. The rain's a marvellous thing. I mean, you've got all these water droplets that are held up in clouds, and they come down and they have such an effect on your garden. They can make things grow. I mean, it's great. I mean, you often see children standing in the street. Well, used to see children standing in the street. Or maybe this is just my imagination as well. And with their mouths open, just drinking the rain. But it's really one of those things where you just need to accept that sometimes it rains, sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold, but it's just a way of trying to enjoy each of those moments. Try to find something in it that you like, something that will help you to remember that moment in time. not always looking for the better weather in the future, but enjoying what you've got, accepting it, and trying to find some way of letting those moments be moments that you enjoy. Thank you for listening. This has been the Rather Random Show with the Rather Random Tom, talking about nothing really for just about 5.5 minutes. So thank you again, and hope to see you next time. Goodbye.